This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, so here we go. Taz, is it last week? Is he 0-6 with his last six picks?
He is, yeah.
So he was steamrolling, staggering a bit now. 25-17. I mean, still a healthy record on the year. 8 games over the 500 mark. That's nothing to be ashamed of. You should be proud of that. And I'm sure he'll rally this week. He's got a 7.5 pick lead. If you think I've been bad, think about this. I mean, he's gone 0-6 the last 2 weeks. I've gone 2-4.
So yeah.
Hopefully you're betting against us. 2-10 combined with our last 12 NFL picks. That's terrible. 17-24-1. I am on the season. And Taz has got a 7.5 pick lead. I mean, that's not, those are not Hall of Fame selections on my part. I'll tell you that. That is brutal.
To go 0-6 and only lose the two games. Just a comfortable, it's like a baseball team in the summer just coasting to the finish line.
You're right about that. That's a good point, Mike. That's a good point. All right. So there you have it. You want me to go first? I'll go first. So here we go. First pick for me. We're going to go down to our nation's capital, Redskins Eagles. And I know the Eagles are banged up at the wide receiver position, and Washington gave themselves a representable performance. They've actually played better for Bill Callahan than they were playing. They haven't folded up the tents. It's a testament to Callahan and that coaching staff. I think when you look at Haskins at quarterback, I think he's looked pretty good as of late. Not great, but pretty good. Losing Geis to another injury at running back certainly hurts, but old man Adrian Peterson has stepped in at times and ran the ball very, very well and being physical at the point of attack. We ran through the NFC East a little bit earlier. You know, Eagles, Cowboys meet in a couple weeks. They're both 6-7. We'll see you in terms of how both teams finish here. And both teams, if they win out, arguably speaking, whoever wins out is going to end up winning the division. So that's all on the table. Give me the Eagles. I'll lay the 5 on the road in Washington. Divisional game. Eagles responded second half against the Giants on Monday night. Played much better than they did in half number one. I just don't see them after surviving that kind of game, even with the limitations at the wide receiver position the Eagles have. Defensively, I think they'll get after Haskins. Offensively, I think that Carson Wentz will do enough. Give me the Eagles laying 5. That's pick number 1 for me. All right, how about Taz?
All right, for Taz, we'll stick in the NFC East for the team he likes. Giants at home versus the Dolphins. Taz will take the Giants laying the 3.5.
All right, Giants laying the 3.5. That's pick number 1 for Taz. All right, pick number 2 for me. We're going to go to Dallas. Cowboys and Rams. And I'll tell you, I've kind of gone back and forth. I want to pick this game because I'm really interested to watch this one, 4:25 Eastern time on Sunday afternoon. I'm going to take the Rams on the road. They seem to have turned the corner. I mentioned it earlier this hour after getting their doors blown off by the Baltimore Ravens. And how do you trust the Dallas Cowboys right now? I love to tell you, Cowboys coming back home, they'll play better. We saw that on Thanksgiving. The Bills walked in there and beat them up. All right, well, they'll respond. A week later, they'll respond on the road in Chicago. Not too cold. I mean, it's Mitch Trubisky, and Trubisky goes out there. What does he account for, 4 touchdowns in the game? I mean, it was absolutely fantastic as the Bears beat the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys looked absolutely lifeless. So how am I supposed to sit here and say, well, I know it's a week-to-week league, but we're seeing more and more of a lifeless performance by the Dallas Cowboys. I just don't trust them. They're coming back home. The Rams have turned a corner a little bit. They understand that they need a little help, but they need to win out. They can't afford another loss. Give me the Los Angeles Rams on the road, laying 1.5 against the Cowboys. That's pick number 2 for me.
All right, Moose, like you, Taz likes the Eagles, -5, laying the 5 going into Washington.
All right, so 2 NFC East teams he selects, Eagles and Giants. Those are his first 2 picks. All right, pick number 3 for me. I'm going to take I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers home laying four against the Chicago Bears. Yes, they're a flawed 10-3 team. Yes, their defense gives up big plays. Yes, they do struggle against the run. But do I really trust Trubisky on the road, Lambeau, great rivalry, mid-December, to win that football game on the road? I don't. Do you? That's why I'm taking the Packers. Give me Aaron Rodgers. I'll lay the four. Could it end up being a field goal game? It could. Are the Packers right now, do I think they can win a Super Bowl? Probably not. They're going to make them, they're going to get to the playoffs, and they're deserving to be a 10-win team. Bears defense a little leaky. There's things that Bears can do offensively against that Packers defense. I just don't trust Trubisky enough right now to think he can keep that game within six. So I'll lay the four. Give me the Packers. That's pick number three for me. All right, pick number three for Taz, Mikey.
And the final one for Taz, he likes Detroit. The Lions plus 3.5 at home against the Buccaneers. So Lions plus 3.5.
All right, so there you have it. Your six selections. I'm going Packers laying four, pick number one. Eagles laying five, pick number two. And the Rams laying 1.5. Those are my three picks. How about Taz there, Mike?
Giants laying 3.5, Eagles laying 5, and the Lions plus 3.5 at home.
There you have it. And so here's what you need to do. You heard all six of those selections. We are a combined 2-10 over the last 2 weeks. So you take those picks down, you write them down, and you go oppo. That's what you need to do. And you know what, if you head over to a sports book, if you like to play on Sundays, you know exactly what I mean. There's a thing to saying riding the hot hand, and you can also ride the cool hand as well. And you take whatever that person likes, and you go the other way. We call it a mush. And certainly Taz and I, in the last couple weeks, we've been mushes.